as part of the Golden Franciscans and the Poor Clares celebrating the launch of holyname.ie, that they've taken to protecting or actually focusing our mind on the use of the word Jesus. Sister Colette joins me from the Poor Clares on line, what are we going to, line one or line two? Line three, I think it is. Line three, let me go to Sister Colette. Morning to you, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
There's so many lines flashing here now.
I can imagine.
It's like a good candelabra, so it is here. You're focusing on the word and the use of the word Jesus, because people use it when they get that little bit fraught to express frustration or surprise or otherwise, and you're focusing on that.
Well, we weren't actually focusing on the way people are using it in that sense. I haven't actually seen what's in the Independent, though I know that Finola was just telling me we were on the Independent. But it's more from a positive point of view. 100 years ago, there was a new wave of the devotion to the name of Jesus, which is a powerful prayer. There are so many promises attached to it, that Jesus himself said that anything we ask of God the Father in his name, that he will do, and many other things like that. And for myself, it's my favorite way to pray. And so it's powerful in itself, and we also feel that it's a very relevant to the times we're living in. I mean, as you know, Keith, because I was talking to you about it before, our book and all that kind of thing, and the way it went last year, and it just really highlighted for us how much people are seeking for something to anchor them, something to help them to have a bit of hope and sustain them when they're going through difficult times, as you know, we all are, because the times we're living in are very difficult in so many ways. And this actually, this devotion started 100 years ago from this monastery, and it's still relevant. And we just kind of wanted to highlight that from, I suppose, a positive point of view, and so that people would realize, you know, that it is a powerful way to get in contact with God.
Now, would you see, you are in an enclosed convent, mind you, we see more and more of you all over the place. So we'll have to look up enclosed in the dictionary here. But would you see more and more of the problems that people are experiencing, and would you see more and more people coming to the Poor Clares in Nuns Island and asking for your prayers or your thoughts, and indeed your positive thoughts?
Yeah, well, I'd say since the book came out, certainly we got a much bigger correspondence. We always had a big correspondence and people calling to the door. I don't know if the volume of people coming to the door has increased or not, but certainly the problems that people are facing at the moment, you know, there's a lot of despair, and really people struggling very much, and we're seeing that very much. And they come looking for prayers,
and the prayers that you and your fellow nuns say on behalf of people, are they working?
Well, I always feel it's a bit like the you know, the 10 lepers, that maybe if you hear 10% of the prayers that worked, that it's doing good, you know, doing very well. And we have, you know, heard from an awful lot of people who write back in Thanksgiving that they got answers to prayer. Even this morning, a woman wrote, just signed her first name, and just wanted to thank for prayers because they worked, was how she put it. And it's always so gratifying when you see that. But I always feel you don't hear the whole, you know, all of the prayers that are answered. And of course, we're praying on a bigger scale. We pray for the people that write to us. We pray for the people of Galway, but we pray for the whole world as well. And so, you know, you're not going to see all those answers. But
so you don't know the ripple effect that you can have.
Yeah. And it is. That's exactly what it is, Keith, the ripple effect. One thing leads to another. And, you know, it's powerful, really.
Mm. And do non-believers ask for assistance?
Yeah, it's amazing. I think people just, I don't know, they admire it if they see integrity in a in any situation. And you know, we often, like we were just talking the other day, one of our sisters is having treatment for cancer at the moment, and when she was out in the hospital, you know, people mightn't realize you know, what religion you are, that, but like they'll always be very respectful. And it is amazing that you will be approached by people that are not of our faith at all, or maybe would feel that they have no faith at all, and yet somehow they can connect or want to connect somehow.
Hmm. Yeah, is she doing okay?
Yeah, she's doing very well, thank God. Now she is. She got a bad prognosis, but she's doing very well, thank God.
And again,
she's a wonderful attitude.
Huge. Well, you all have a wonderful attitude down there, though, don't you?
Well, most of the time. As Sister Joseph says, if you want to know me, come and live with me. But yeah.
Well, anytime I've been in, which is very often, you always seem to be in fairly good form.
Yeah, well, you know, thank God. You know, I think if your life has meaning, that can kind of carry through a lot of things.
And is that the big thing, a meaning? And that's, I mean, you have meaning and purpose in life. But do you reckon, is that missing out of some people's lives?
Well, I think it is, but that's not always their own fault, because sometimes circumstances, you know, things happen in our lives that are beyond our control, and it's very hard to cope if you're in a situation that's not, you're not in control over, that's bigger than you. So, but I think that, you know, life is a journey, and so, like, you might feel that you haven't meaning at the moment, but like to kind of hang on in there and you know, trust. Like, even to try and say the name of Jesus is such a, you know, in a prayerful way, is such a powerful prayer, and it brings the presence of God into your situation, and it can help to cope. You know, it's something that struck us when we were researching the wave of this devotion 100 years ago. Father Francis Donnelly, who initiated it with the Poor Clares, started a temperance movement in Cork. And you know, there are so many different forms of addiction now. I mean, at his time, it was probably mostly alcohol, but drugs, sex, pornography, gambling. You know, there's so many addictions nowadays. And so many of the self-help groups like AA and all these different ones, Gamblers Anonymous, they recognize the need to call on a higher power. And I suppose part of the aim of this year is to help people realize that this higher power has a face and name, Jesus, and that it just requires calling on his name for him to help us.
Some people say that's a lot of claptrap, so it is altogether. But I mean, everybody's entitled to their views, and I mean, that's the way the Poor Clares go through life.
Well, I think so, but I do think that, like, the likes of those self-help groups, you know, you can't survive in something like AA unless you do call on a higher power, whatever you feel that higher power is. And for us, you know, we have a relationship with Jesus, and, you know, we believe that he is God.
Well, you have a very strong... I mean, I don't know, do you realise within the Poor Clares, whether you're a believer or non-believer, for those that may be listening, I mean, you do have a very strong line to above. You really do.
Well, I suppose that's what we're here for, really. Mm. And I suppose that's why people look for our prayers.
Mm. Well, I know, certainly, you have a very strong line. Listen, if they want to get further details, somebody wants to know, how is the book selling? The book, indeed, I noticed, Can the Soul, how is it selling?
Well, I don't know, really. I know that, like, all last year it was up in the you know, for it went to number one in February and was there for 3 months, and then it was in the top five for months and months and months, and then coming up to Christmas is a lot of new books. So I really, you know, we don't get the paper on Saturday, so I don't know. So we hear every 6 months, you know, that, so I think there was, when we got the last account, there was about 40,000 books in print.
Wow.
Yeah.
40,000, a lot of books. You, see, you don't get a paper on Saturday. What contact do you get to watch the telly, watch the news?
Well, at Christmas we watch the news and the television, and Christmas and Easter. And other than that, we listen to the news at 1 o'clock. Some of the sisters do. And then if there's anything of particular significance, you know, on the news, we could kind of follow it through later on, or people usually often send in, you know, cuttings from the paper for something particularly big, but generally it's the radio news at 1 o'clock.
That would update you from there.
Yeah, and we get the Catholic papers every week as well, the Irish Catholic, so there'd be stuff in that as well.
All right. Listen, we'll see you soon, Sister Claire. Thanks, Eddie, for joining us today.
You
too. Thanks, Eddie. Regards to all the sisters at lunchtime today. And again, that's Sister Claire joining us in the Poor Clares. They're a wonderful band of sisters, I have to say, down there. Now,